Welcome aboard Beyond Sirius C. You are listening to Xanadu's and Don'ts, performed by Ghost Riders in the Sky. So many lists, so little time. That's the OCD talking. Over here, things to do, and over there, more things to do, or not do, online, everywhere you look. See, I already have us confused and turned around. Let me do an about face and get to the heart of the matter. Do this, don't do that, stay here, don't go there, and we're back to the start. This is a story about play on words, hidden places, maybe human faces, traces of folklore, and extremely awesome destinations. Let's jet through the digital ether over puffy, fluffy white clouds, past mountains of yore and royal blue skies for the origins of a mythical home, mystical name, magical song, and magnificent spellbound books from so long ago, ancient history for sure. Xanadu is a word that refers to an idyllic, exotic, or luxurious place, not listed on Airbnb. The word is derived from this name of an ancient city in what is now the Inner Mongolia region of China, called Shangdu. The name became popularized after Samuel Taylor Coleridge's poem, Kubla Khan, was published in 1816, which describes the city as a stately pleasure dome. Xanadu, or Shangdu, was believed to be mythical until the ruins were discovered 168 miles north of Beijing and near Dalanur City at the end of the 20th century. Xanadu is now believed to have been the capital of Kublai Khan's empire, which was founded sometime in the 13th century. Props to languagehumanities.org, poetry, and ancient empires of extreme grandeur. As we all grow up, we are learning that probabilities of being mythical versus factual are on a steady rise, and the numbers are climbing. Where's that chart graph when you need one? Speaking of supernatural, Xana, or in its original Romanian spelling, Xana, is the Romanian equivalent of the Greek Charites. These characters make positive appearances in fairy tales and reside mostly in the woods. They can also be considered the Romanian equivalent of fairies and of the Germanic elf. They give life to fetuses in utero and bestow upon them great gifts like the art of dancing, beauty, kindness, and luck. Oh, don't get me started about elves. That's another day writing about the hearing impaired, wickedness, cookies, more magic, and green everything. In folk tales, it is told not to upset them because they also have the power to do bad things or put a curse on the wrongdoer. They also act like guardian angels, especially for children who enter the woods. Beyond superstitious and lit sources, supernaturalfandom.com, Stevie Wonder, The Seven Wonders of the World, and All Wondrous Worlds. The word Xana has a similar structure to words like Arabic Jan, which later the Arabic word Jin is derived from, whose primary meaning is to hide. Some Arabic authors interpret the word to mean literally beings that are concealed from the senses. It may be referenced to Xana's ability in invisibility. Out of all the superpowers one can possess, this ability seems to be the most accessible, and some people won't even see you if you're standing right in front of them. Word to the wise, keep your head up and third eye open at all times. Xana, also known as imaginary friends, are a type of creature that act as guides and guardian angels to children in need of them. They do so under the guise of being a child's imaginary friend for as long as the child needs them. But once the child no longer needs them, the Xana leaves and moves on to another child. My brother had an imaginary friend that I never saw, but went along with my day as if she or he were right there. You don't want to get on his bad side. In the past, experts believed having an imaginary friend indicated an issue or a mental health condition. According to current research, this thinking has been discredited. While most people associate young preschool-age children with having imaginary companions, it's actually normal for older children to have them too. Older research found 28% of children ages 5 to 12 had imaginary friends. Girls are more likely than boys to have imaginary friends. Imagination can be an important part of a child's play and development. Having an imaginary friend can help a child explore relationships and work their creativity. When it comes to a vivid imagination, parents may question whether their child is in fact experiencing hallucinations or psychosis. Having an imaginary friend isn't the same as experiencing these symptoms, which are often associated with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia doesn't typically show symptoms until a person is between 16 and 30 years old. Childhood onset schizophrenia is rare and difficult to diagnose. Kudos and special shout out to SourceHealthline.com. When thinking about baby names, Zana as a girl's name is of Hebrew origin, and the meaning of Zana is Lily, another popular up-and-coming name. Diminutive of Susanna, Lily my fave flower, but I say this for every flower that has ever bloomed in my presence. Now, if we're talking about the song Xanadu, it was written for the movie musical of the same name, starring Olivia Newton-John alongside Gene Kelly and Michael Beck. Olivia Newton-John plays an immortal Greek muse who inspires artist Sonny Malone Beck to team up with the old-fashioned Danny McGuire Kelly to build a roller skating disco. The club is then called Xanadu, which is more or less associated with the utopia. The soundtrack, which contained all songs by Olivia Newton-John and the Electric Light Orchestra, was a success. The first single, Magic, went to number one in the U.S. The roller disco ball era was made at a time when disco, roller skating, and fantasy all were quickly heading toward antiquity. It was the dawn of the 80s and people were starting to get a hankering or a substantial bite-sized taste for sci-fi, heavy metal, and hardcore drama. It was Olivia Newton-John that got Gene Kelly to dust off his dancing shoes one last time. I had already decided about a year and a half before I did Xanadu that I was through with dancing, he exclaimed in a 1985 interview. In fact, I was going to dance in Xanadu, but several journalists told me that Olivia Newton-John kept saying how sad she was going to be that she wouldn't get the chance to dance with me. So I finally said, all right, throw in a number, but I'm through with dancing. Hopefully I will never have to hang my dancing shoes, if you call that dancing, but we must do-si-do onwards and upwards. It's cold where we are headed, so bundle up for the next jaunt through snow-capped mountains and airborne rumors of yetis wailing and echoing from beyond. The story of Xana, supposed ape woman of the Caucasus Mountains, is one often revisited and re-examined by historians, explorers, and scientists alike. And now us. A leading geneticist believes that the wild woman who lived in 19th century Russia may have belonged to a subspecies of modern humans. Xana was named by Russian researchers after her discovery and capture in the Ochimchir region of Abkhazia, south of Russia, in the 1850s. She was said to have been living in the wilderness naked but covered in a thick auburn fur and appearing to be a cross between a human and a primate. According to International Business Times, Brian Sykes, former professor of human genetics at University of Oxford, has analyzed the DNA of Xana's descendants and has discovered West African genes. But surprisingly, her DNA did not match any known modern African group. Said to resemble cryptid legends from around the world, the hairy hominid reportedly towered over her captors at 6 feet and 6 inches tall and was described as incredibly muscular, powerful, and wild. Xana was eventually sold to a local nobleman and resided at his estate until her death. She was tamed and forced into relationships with local men, and witnesses said she gave birth to several children who were human in appearance. Harry High Five and She Thanks to the Luster of AncientOrigins.net, Paul Mitchell, Tea Tree, Detangler, Supercuts, and Hair Conditioner. Shedding a tear for forced barbaric slavery, animal abuse, and the uphill battle for women's rights.